You have to contact our move group.
Right.
They're the ones who are moving the service when you plan on moving.
Okay, yeah, I've already got fax from them with the form to fill out and everything, but it was basically the $4.99 that I'm having a problem with, and they said I had to talk to you about that.
Okay, but I'm not going to be able to waive the move fee.
Okay, are you going to honor what the salesman told me at the beginning, which was I can move it at any time, don't worry about that, because I told him I'm a little uncomfortable with this two-year contract, because my contract at this office is only 1 year, and he told me at that time that, don't worry about that, it's only $100 to move it, as long as you stay in the Southwestern Bell area, and with that said, I went ahead and signed the contract. Now, do I have that in writing? I'm not sure. I may have put it in writing or not, but he did tell me that. Are you guys going to honor that?
You can't even tell me who the sales rep's name is. I have Terry Presley as your sales rep. I run the agent program for Dallas and Fort Worth, and Terry's has been an independent sales agent for us.
Yeah, I know Terry Presley very well, I mean, personally. But he turned me over to a sales rep. And like I said, I'm not in the office. But I'm surprised you can't pull that up for me and tell me you're off the top of your head.
What do you mean?
Can you look at my account?
Yeah, I'm looking at your account. What would you like me to pull up?
Who the guy that came out and signed the contract was. Terry Presley's signature is not on the contract.
Okay, it's listed as Terry Presley.
Okay.
So it was maybe one of his reps?
No, it was a real Allegiance Telecom rep. That obviously, it was one of your guys that signed the contract. Tina, what was the original sales rep that came out that signed the contracts with us? What was his name? Well, can you pull paperwork and find out for me? All right. But, regardless, I'm kind of stuck, in a situation where I'm either going to buy out of the T1 or move it. And I really want to fulfill the contract because that's the kind of guy I am, but also I don't want to pay the $4.99 to move it either.
Right.
It's a matter of going, business has been bad.
Did you pay it when you first installed?
What's that?
Did you pay it when you first installed the lead router and the T1?
I'm not sure. Mark Finn was the guy's name that signed the contract with us.
Okay. Yeah, he was in my position before I took over.
Okay.
I took over last May.
Okay, thanks, Tim. Bye. No problem, take time. So I guess what you're looking at is to see, I talked to somebody the other day to see what it was going to cost to get out of the contract, and they told me $2,800. Over a 10-month period, sure, $2,800 is not a lot of money, but I've got to make some a decision here. So basically, do you guys want me to pay out at 50%, or do you want me to continue paying it at 100%? Is what it comes down to. I've got to do one of the two. I need to buy out or move it. One of the two. And
I'm checking if we waive your install up front. There's no way I can waive another install for you, which we did.
Okay. He told me a move was going to cost me $100. I mean, this is what the guy told me, so I'm going on his word, and I assume that you guys are going to stand behind that.
And that may have been the case a year and a half ago. You're not going to find a telecom company that's going to move your service around for free.
I understand that, but he told me it was going to cost me $100.
Okay.
And that's a big difference between the $100 and $499. So, I mean, what the sales rep told me to get me to sign the contract and what is happening now, sure, it's a year and a half later. You know, I've paid my bill on time every time. I've been a good customer. I want to stick with you guys through the whole 10 months, you know, that's remaining. But if I have to, you know, pay the $499 as opposed to what my sales rep told me, I'm going to feel like I'm getting cheated by you guys. I'm sure you don't want that.
No, I don't see how you would think that we're cheating you.
Well, because you're not standing by what the sales rep told me, which was it would cost $100 to move the service as long as I stayed in Southwestern Bell area.
Right.
Okay, so I signed the contract based on the word of your company, what they told me.
Okay, first of all, he's not the sales rep. He's just a person that runs, you know, the Acer program.
Okay, like yourself, right?
Okay, he doesn't get paid on your order or anything. Terry Presley is the one who gets paid every month for your service, okay?
Okay.
That's how it works.
All right.
He's your sales rep.
Okay.
Okay? That may have been the case of a year and a half ago that we could move people for $100, but we can't do that anymore.
Okay, so you're not going to honor that?
No, I mean, we've already waived your install once.
I understand that, but you're not going to honor what he told me.
What would you like me to go to with my company with the waive it?
I would like you to go to the company and say, hey, look, you know, this guy's a customer of ours. We're making good money on him. Look at our bill at $700 every month as opposed to $300. He's going to buy out of this contract if we don't keep him. He's going to go ahead and pay the 50% and drop us. We're going to lose money on the deal. Okay, we can waive this $300. You know, he wants to pay the $100 that he was told that he would have to pay instead of $499. So we're going to have to waive $399 of it. Because it's the right thing to do because our sales rep told him that's what it would cost him. And we want to stick by our word because we don't want to lose this customer. And we certainly don't want him bad-mouthing us to other customers that are potential customers. You know, realistically, you guys need to be stick by what you said.
Okay.
I wasn't told that Terry Presley was my rep. Terry Presley turned me on to you guys and sent somebody to my building, and your guys, Allegiant, just, you know, obviously you took his place. Okay, so what I'm asking you to do is for you guys to waive the $399, not the whole thing, the $100 I'll pay like the guy told me it would cost me.
There's no way I can do that. I mean, even if I wanted to, there's no way I can do that.
Okay.
I mean, that's...
What's your name again?
Rob Shelby?
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Well, hey, Rob, when I put in this disconnect order, I'll be sure to attach a, you know, a recording of this conversation that we just had.
Sure.
Saying that, hey, you weren't willing to keep the company in a money-making position and waive the, you know, honor your word as a company.
Keeping my company in a money-making position,
uh-huh,
is going to cost us just as much to install you over there as it did to install you once again.
Okay.
Okay? So if I waive your install fee again, I'm not in a money-making situation.
Yeah, you are. Yes, you are, because you've got a 2-year contract. I send you guys a check for no less than $600 every month for 2 years straight. You guys are making a profit on that, okay?
Sure we are.
A huge profit on it, in fact. But that's not the point. Do you want to lose money over the next 10 months? If I buy out of this contract at the $2,800, I'm paying for the install that I had in the original, which means I actually didn't get that install waived, right?
Right.
Okay. So, either way, I'm going to save a bunch of money by buying out of it. And you guys are going to lose a bunch of money by buying out of it.
I'm not going to argue about, you know, people breaking contracts or not. That's nothing to do with me, okay?
Okay.
I'm telling you what the move department is. It's $4.99 to move your service. There's not a telecom company in the entire world that moves stuff people for free. Not a one.
Okay. Well, you guys just made a financial decision for your company that's going to cost, they're going to lose money over the next 10 months based on what you're telling me.
I can't waive your move fee.
I'm not asking you to waive it. In fact, the move department says you can waive it. Okay? They told me on the phone, and I have a recording of that as well, saying that you can move it. Okay? That you can waive it or reduce it. I'm asking you to reduce it, not waive it.
It's been reduced from $8.99 to $4.99. Original movie is $8.99. It's already been reduced once.
Okay. I can see this is going nowhere. All right. Well, hey, I give it the best shot to to stay in line with you guys. And who's your supervisor?
Who's my supervisor?
Yep.
Dwight Beagle.
What's his name?
Dwight Beagle.
Dwight Beagle, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What's his telephone number? Now, I'm definitely going to play this recording for Terry Presley, who is your sales rep, so that he can hear the way you deal with the customers.
The way I deal with the customers?
That's right. And that's a, in fact, that's the first thing I'm going to do when I hang up the phone from here is call Terry Presley and play this recording for him.
Terry, if you spend your day recording conversations and trying to go around, you know, people and asking for people's boss, then that's fine. You can, that's what you want to do.
Okay.
I'm telling you, our company policy is a $4.99 move.
Okay, great. I understand what you're telling me. I understand what you're telling me.
You're trying to throw me under the bus. What if my move department say it's going to be $4.99?
No, your move department told me you could waive it or reduce it. That's what they told me.
I'm choosing not to, then.
Okay, I understand that.
There's no reason for me to.
Okay, let's stop the conversation right here. I do need to know your supervisor's telephone number and name. That's it. What's his phone number? Okay, you have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye.